Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Javon Greenblatt. He's the Director of Operations at the CSO. Javon, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on such short notice. Of course, the community very unnerved by the incident yesterday, which appears to have been a robbery at a shul, at one of the synagogues. Please, can you just give us some information about that so that we know the facts?
I don't want to give away too much, and obviously a lot of the facts will come out. I'm sure there'll be an investigation into this. As has been reported in some of the media, that there was an armed robbery at one of the shuls in Johannesburg. I was, in the late morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't during Mincha, Maariv, or Shacharit or something like that, mm-hmm. but there was the rabbi and two yeshiva students that were inside the shul at the time. It's also a kollel at the same time. How the perpetrators got inside, I'm not 100% certain. We'll talk about some security kind of factors a little later on, but the perpetrator somehow got inside the property, maybe through a gate that was left open or something like that. They tied the victims up in the shul using talisim,
mm-hmm.
and then robbed them and took a vehicle, took some laptops, according to the media reports. I don't have all the details on that. Thank God no one was injured, physically. Obviously, emotionally, this is an exceptionally traumatic incident to happen to anybody. And then the suspects left. The individuals in the shul managed probably about, from what I understand, 20 minutes later to untie themselves. And notified security, and then between the security companies and us, we responded to the incident. From our point of view, we then kind of, because the perpetrators were out on the streets of Johannesburg, we didn't know where they were. We not only responded to the incident itself, sending our response and medics, but we also responded to all the surrounding facilities just to kind of put manpower outside the closest facilities, schools and shuls in the area. And once we kind of figured out that the suspects had most likely left the area, we stood down and moved on from there. So right. A very, very unfortunate incident, but at the same time, sadly enough, it's something worldwide, not just in South Africa, worldwide, but in South Africa, we're seeing more and more.
What I find interesting is people are, of course, outraged by the fact that they used the talisim to tie up the victims. To me, I have no idea why people are outraged about that. They've come in armed. What we expect them to respect Jewish prayer shawls, to me, it's an absurdity. Of course, they were going to do things that that were upsetting. They were breaking in and robbing people. So I don't really. To me, that isn't much of a trigger. What's difficult here, I guess, in the situation is this is a robbery at a shul. So it almost, the CSO, as far as we understand, are responsible for the well-being of the community from a community sense. It's not, the CSO traditionally isn't really involved in crime. And as far as I've always understood, it's almost this partnership where we've got the police, we've got CAP, we've got CSO, and the different areas that everybody's sort of deals in. This one kind of conflates all of them, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think between us and other security companies and the police with their limited or overstretched resources, the one thing that is true and the one thing that hopefully people will see out of this incident is that, and once again, we don't have all the facts, but security is not the responsibility of CAP or the police
100%.
Or CSO.
100%.
It is your responsibility. 100%. It's a responsibility of the individual. Yeah. The leader of the family itself, the members of the family, the community, and the community leadership as a responsibility to their community that they're bringing to their facilities.
Right.
So if you take the
and it's not victim blaming. Just to be clear on that, this isn't victim blaming.
Yeah, no.
This isn't saying
that
they are responsible. They're not. They're fully entitled within their own shul or homes or whatever to security. But unfortunately, we live in a real world, and we live in a country and a city where crime is a significant factor.
Exactly. And it's not just, South Africa. I mean, we know a couple of months ago we had an armed robbery at a church in Pretoria. Mm. Texas a couple of years ago wasn't an armed robbery. It was kind of an ideological attack, but it was the exact same circumstances the individual got in. And, this is what I'm saying, is it's happening all over the world. There's a lack of respect for religious facilities, whether it is terrorism or crime. People are desperate. People are hungry. They will go for any target that they can. And they're also frustrated. So sometimes the element of violence does come into it. And the best way of preventing these kinds of things is prevention, is actually putting in the necessary mechanisms, building the gates, making sure that those gates are closed. There is no, and I say it every time, there is no point in having the highest wall and the best gate if the gate is kept open with a brick, because you want to be an open and welcoming community. People are going to have to be inconvenienced just a little bit. Type in a code so you can walk through the gate, but don't leave it open. And this is a change in mindset that our community needs to have across the board around our security. We've got, all the issues happening up north in Mozambique. There are links to South Africa. We know there are individuals in South Africa. So both from a crime and a terrorism point of view, or a ideologically driven point of view, we need to make sure we're not living in a safe, secure world anymore. And it's our responsibility to take the necessary measures to protect ourselves, and to take the advice from those around us to implement that protection system.
And I think what's also important to say is that we are very blessed in South Africa and in Johannesburg to have the security organizations, to have the CSO, who does an absolutely phenomenal job, to have CAP, to have a police force who, as you say, are stretched, but to do have the best of intentions. We need to be a partner in all of that. We can't place all of that responsibility on these organizations and expect it to succeed. So I think if anything comes out of this, thankfully nobody was physically hurt. Obviously the scars will remain, and they'll have to deal with that. But I think the message here is perhaps that we just all need to be just that little bit more vigilant. Javon Greenblatt, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, Director of Operations at the CSO. It's just